بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to deal with an outbreak of a certain disease, or when there is an epidemic that is widespread in a certain area and region. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of the plague. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the background with regards to the plague. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that when you are in a region, in an area where there is an outbreak of a disease, do not leave that area. And if you are not there, then do not ever travel to that part while there is that outbreak until it is completely contained. Other general guidelines that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has provided us with, and that is whether there is an outbreak or not. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا عَطَسَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَضَعْ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you sneeze, look at the teaching, 1400 years ago, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you sneeze, take both your palms and cover your mouth with it. Completely cover your mouth with it, so that nothing escapes, so that others are not infected by the virus that you may be carrying. Then look at, doctors tell us that the biggest carriers of germs are our hands. And how many times a day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to wash our hands. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, before you eat, after you eat, every time you make wudu, you wash your hands. All of these, of course, number one, they are the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at the additional benefits contained in every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the understanding.